in Pesachim. We're going to start from the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the top. So we're going through the sugi over here. We have a Machlekes Chizkiya and Rav Avua, whether every time the Torah says Lo'Tzeichlu, it means that there's also, not only is it Asur to eat, but there's also an Isur Hanoch. So according to Chizkiya, only if it says Lo'Yeyochel, which is an unusual way to say it, then there's also an Isur Hanoch. But if there's, according to Rav Avua, any time it uses any one of those types of Lashonis, whether it's Lo'Yeyochel, Lo'Yeyochel, Lo'Tzeichlu, any one of those Lashonis, it also means not only there's an Isra Achila, there's also Isra Ano. So the Gemara is going to go through now on Daf Chafez a number of other places in the Torah where it says that you're not allowed to eat it, and the question is whether or not there's also an Isra Hano involved as well. So Zok the Gemara, most of Rav Yitzchok Nafcha Vahare Gid Hanosha, the Isra of Gid Hanosha, which is also the Rachmana Omar Al Kain Lo Yeyocha B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanosha, that Klal Yisrael, because after Yaakov was hit on the Gid Hanosha, so Klal Yisrael is not allowed to eat the Gid Hanosha. So according to both Chizkiya and Rav Avua, it should be Asur Vahano. But Tananim, we learn, Shaleach Adam Yerech Lenachri, the Gid Hanosha B'Soichoi, that a Yid is able to send or sell a piece of meat to a guy, even though the Gid Hanosha is in it, and the guy is going to appreciate it, Mipnei Shemekayme Nikr, because it's obvious where the Gid Hanosha is. Meaning, even though another Yid, might see that you're selling this piece of meat to the guy, and they'll figure, oh, if it's coming from a Jew, it must be a perfectly legitimate kosher meat. Even so, it's still mutter to give it to the guy, and nobody's going to make that mistake because it's obvious that the Gid Hanosha is still there. However, the point is, we still see that it's mutter to have Hanoah because you're having Hanoah from giving the guy the Gid Hanosha. So the Gid Hanosha is not Asur B'Hanoah, even though it says Lo Yechol. So my answer is, Kesavu Rav Avua, Keshehutra Nevela Hi, V'Chelba V'Gida Hutra. Now the halacha is that we learned earlier last week that the nevela is asr to eat, but it's not asr b'hano. So when the Torah is telling us that it's not asr b'hano, the Torah is telling us all parts of the animal, including the chaliv, which is also asr, and including the gid hanosha. So the same way the nevela is not asr b'hano, even though it's asr to eat, the gid hanosha also, even though it's asr to eat, it's part of the nevela, it's not asr b'hano. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'heni chalaman diyomer yesh begidim benoisim tam." That only makes sense according to the man diyomer that says that the gid is an is part of the animal that actually gives taste similar to the type of like meat. So the same way, so if it's considered like meat, and the halacha is that the nevela, the rest of it is meat, and it's not osur b'hano, so too the gid anasha similarly is also meat that is not osur b'hano. That's if you hold yesh begidim benoisim tam, that it gives off a taste. But according to the Man D'Yomer, that a gid is actually different than the rest of the meat, because as far as that Man D'Yomer is concerned, the gid hanosha is just a regular bone. It's no different than a bone or a hoof or something like that, that doesn't really have the same halachas. So just because the Torah said that the nevela is mutter b'hano, doesn't mean that the gid hanosha, which is now considered different, is necessarily mutter b'hano. So how do you explain that man diyama, why it's mutter b'hano? So the Gemara answer is very simple. Man shamas like the omer in begidim benois and tam. Who holds the shita that the gid is different than the rest of the meat? Reb Shimon. It happens to be Reb Shimon's shita. The tiny we learned in a braisa. If you eat from a not kosher animal, you eat the gid hanosha. Reb Yehuda mechayiv, because Reb Yehuda considers that like eating meat. However, mechayiv shtayim, eating two things, because it's a gid hanosha and also the behemah is not kosher. Reb Shimon poitzer, but according to Reb Shimon, you're poter legamri. So we see that according to Reb Shimon, that it's not aser b'hano. Reb Shimon hachanam, it's aser b'hano. Sorry, according to Reb Shimon, it's poter. So we see that it's not considered part of meat. You're not over in the iser of eating a not kosher animal. So Reb Shimon hachanam, it's aser b'hano. So it comes out that according to Reb Shimon, not only is it not part of the nevela, it retains the regular din of gid hanosha, and it's in fact osur b'hano. The Tanya gid hanosha mutter b'hano divrei Reb Yehuda. We have Ferish of Raisa that according to Reb Yehuda the gid hanosha is mutter b'hano. Reb Shimon oiser. Reb Shimon says that the gid hanosha is in fact osur b'hano. So your original question was, how come the gid hanosha is not osur b'hano? Teretz is, it's mutter, it's not osur b'hano because it's no different than any other part of a nevela, which is also not osur b'hano. And according to Reb Shimon, who says that it's different than Avela, he in fact holds at the end of the day that it really is Osir B'Hano, no difference. He in fact holds of that drasha that it's Osir B'Hano. Now the Gemara gives us another issue. What about the Harei Dam? What about eating the issur of eating blood? So Rachmana Omar, Kol Nefesh Mikem, Lo Yisoy Chil Dam, that a person is not allowed to eat You're not allowed to eat blood from an animal. Betnan, elu ve'elu, misarvin ba'ama. This is talking about the karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, talking about both the chatos, that after they did the sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, the blood dripped down on the floor, and also when they did the chatos hapnimi, that they after they spilled the blood there, it would also, the blood would drip down onto the floor, and misarvin ba'ama, they would get mixed up. They used to have a nachal kidron, that they used to have a river that flowed through the Beis HaMikdash, and that would catch the blood as it was dripping down. The Yotzim L'Nachal Kidron, it would go down to the valley underneath the Beis HaMikdash, and they would sell it to the gardeners who planted near the Beis HaMikdash, as a fertilizer. U'moylin boy, and there would be a din of Ma'ilo, so therefore they had to buy it. Okay, once they buy it, it's not a problem anymore. In any event, what do we see? We see that it's a problem of Ma'ilo, but it's not a problem of Isser Bahano, even though it's blood, and blood we just said that it's usher to eat it, but it's not usher bahano. The Gemara answers, Shani Dam, the Ishkas Lamayim. The Torah says that even though blood really does have the isser, however, it's similar to water, and water is not usher bahano. Where do we see this? Because it says, Loisaychelenu, you shouldn't eat it. Al ha'aret tishbechenu kemayim, it should be poured on the floor like water. So ma mayim atarim, so just like water is not usher bahano, aftam mutar, so too blood is also not usher bahano. The emo kemayim amis naschim, agarim is bech. But there's different types of water. Some water is mutter b'hano, and some water is aser. Just the water that you pour on the mizbeach is aser b'hano. Or Taisa says, actually, we're not trying to make it aser b'hano, we're just trying to make sure that it shouldn't be mutter. In other words, how do you know to compare it to the regular water that's mutter? So Amar Rav Avuha k'mayim, it doesn't mean water, it means roiv mayim. It means regular water, and regular water is not aser b'hano. The Gemara asks, "Midi roiv mayim ksiv?" It doesn't say anywhere that just because it says water, it doesn't say anywhere it's most of water. It could be the water that's on the mizbeach, which is taka aser bahano. So Ela Amar Rav Ashi, kemayim anishbochim, beloy kemayim anisachim. It says because the kind of water that we're comparing it to, if you look at the pasuk itself, the pasuk says loisa alaratish bechenu kemayim, water that is spilled on the ground. So the water that's spilled on the ground is going to remain, is not talking about water that's used for nisachim, and that water is mutter. And therefore the dam also is going to be mutter. Okay, so we know that it's talking about water that is spilled on the ground. So it has to be compared to water that's spilled, but maybe it's the water that's spilled in front of Avodah Zarah, which in fact is also Aser Bahano. So my answer is, Hasam Nami Nisuch Ikri. If it's poured in front of Avodah Zarah, it's also considered pouring, and pouring is always, that's not the kind of water that we're talking about, because we're talking about water that's poured on the floor like water, not Nisuch. That water that's spilled on the ground and spilled in front of Avodah Zarah is considered called nesachim, and therefore that's not the kind of water that we're comparing it to, but rather we're comparing it to regular water, and regular water is not aser bahana, and therefore dam is not aser bahana either. Now on the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, now Chizkiyah, recall, is the man d'yarmah that says that only if it says lo yisoychelu, lo yeyachol rather. But regularly, there's no havamina, just because it says the word you're not allowed to eat it, there's no havamina that it's going to be aser bahano. So if there's no havamina, so why do we need a pasuk to tell us, oh, and it's not aser bahano? We never thought it would be aser bahano in the first place. So what does he need all these extra pesukim for? So that's the Gemara's kasha. L'chizkiyah l'may hilchasa iskesh dam l'mayim. So why, according to Chizkiyah, what's the need to compare dam to water? We don't need it. We never had a havamina it was going to be aser. Gemara answers, look at the Rav Chiya bar Abba, the Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, because Rav Chiya bar Abba taught us, Omer Rav Yochanan, the name of Rav Yochanan, Minayim Adam Kotrim She'enim Machshir, that the water that's used in the Beis HaMikdash, not only is it not Tameh, it also can't be used. As we learned earlier, liquids, once they touch food, can make it susceptible for Tumah. This food, the water in the Beis HaMikdash is not susceptible to Tumah. How do we know that? Shenema lois ha'chlu al ha'aretz yishbechenu kamayim. You compare it to the blood is compared to water that's spilled on the ground. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir she'ena nishbach kamayim ena machshir. So the same thing is true about the blood also. The blood, since it's not poured on the floor, rather it's caught in a cup for purposes of doing hakaza on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's not going to be machshir, just like water in the Beis HaMikdash is not machshir. In any event, that's why Chizkiyah needs this extra pasuk to teach us that this dam also is not machshir. Fine, so it's not aser bahano. It's another exception to the rule that dam, even though it says you're not allowed to eat it, it's still not aser bahano. And then the Gemara suggests another issur in the Torah, Bahare Eber Menachai. What about Eber Menachai, which we all know is aser to eat? Dechsev Loisaychel
hanefesh im habasar. You're not allowed to eat the nefesh, meaning while the animal is still alive, as regular meat. So we see it's usher to eat it. It's using the word loisaychol. V'tanya, we learned that a brayso. Reb Nosson Aymer minayin shalai yoyshet odam kois yayim lenozir. How do you know that it's usher to actually give a person when he wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity? You're not allowed to give a nozir who's usher in wine. You're not allowed to give him a cup of wine. Ve'evim menachay levnei noach. And similarly, you're not allowed to give a goy. Even a goy is usher in the isra evim menachay because the pasuk was given to us in the times even before matan tar. It's one of the shiva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Evim menachay is usher to a goy. So how do you know you're not allowed to give it to him? Tam alayim lesnei evil loisita and michshol. So you're not allowed to give it to a goy because it would be creating a stumbling block with naiver, so you can't give it to him. Holoklav, I'm sorry. But from what we see here is that it's just because there's a particular iser by a goy to give it to him. But for my own purposes, for something other than eating it, by giving it to my animals, it would be mutter. Ah, what about the fact that it should be osur bahana? The Gemara answers, Shani Eber Menachai to Ishkes to Dam. Once again, Eber Menachai is similar to the halachos of Dam. Tichsiv, Rak, Chazek, Levilti, Achol, Hadam. You now have to be careful not to eat blood. Ki hadam hu hanefesh. It's the nefesh. And just like by Eber Menachai we called it the nefesh, so too the dam is called the nefesh. And just like dam is also to eat, but it's not asur bahana, so too Eber Menachai may be asur to eat, but it's not going to be asur bahana. So once again, the Gemara has the same question they had earlier. According to Chizkiah, that there was never a havamina that it was asur bahana, because he doesn't darshan the pasuk this way. So what does he need this pasuk for? I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter if I never thought it was asur. So according to Chizkiah, why did Eberman Achai, why was it compared to Dam? We knew it wasn't Asr anyway. Amalach, so Chizkiah will answer, Dam hu de Ishkes le Eberman Achai. Well, we know there's a Hekesh, and Chizkiah doesn't argue with the Hekesh, but what we learn out of the Hekesh is exactly the opposite. We were learning that Eberman Achai is comparable to Dam. But really, it's the other way around. It's really that Dam is comparable to Eber Menachai. In what way? Ma Eber Menachai Osir, just like Eber Menachai is Osir when the animal is still alive, Av Dam Menachai Osir. Even Dam, even the blood from the animal, is Osir to eat while the animal is still alive. There is a Dam. Now, but which Dam? There's various different types of blood from an animal that could be Mutter or could be Osir. There is a Dam. Hakoza. This is talking about when the blood comes out of the animal, shanefesh yoytzebo, that the blood comes out with that is going to make the animal die. In other words, when you shecht an animal, the first thing that happens, as soon as you cut the animal, it starts bleeding. But that bleeding is like anybody else. You get a cut. Nobody dies from getting a cut. So that type of blood is not the blood that is usur eber menachai. Eventually, when you make the hole in the neck big enough, the animal starts spurting blood all over the place. That blood is the blood that is what the animal dies from. And then eventually the blood starts trickling out, and then again it just leaks out a little bit at the end, you know, it drips out at the end. But the Gemara over here is telling you that the only thing that is usher by Eber Menachai or Dam Menachai is only the blood, the type of blood that would have made the animal die, meaning the stuff that really comes shooting out. That's the blood that if you eat that or drink that, from an Eber, it also has the same Isurim as Eber Menachai. Once again, we had a Havamina Eber Menachai that says you're not allowed to eat it, and we had to prove that it's not Asur Bahana based on a special exception to the rule in the Pesukim. Now the Gemara goes to the next halacha, the Harei Shor HaNiskol. And we know that a Shor HaNiskol is Asur, you're not allowed to eat it. The Rachmana Omar Lois Yoichel Es Loyochel Es Besara, you're not allowed to eat the meat from a Shor HaNiskol. And the problem is, it's not also bahano. But Tanya, we learned in a brayso, mimash b'shenemar sokol yisokel el ha-shor. And the fact that the Torah already told us that the shor, once it was, this is talking about an animal that killed somebody, so it's adjudicated that it has to be killed. And now that it has to be killed, the Torah tells you, sokol yisokel el ha-shor, that you have to throw it over the cliff. Any idea shu nevelo. So of course, the pasuk then continues and says it's an nevelo. It's also. So of course, if I throw it off a cliff, it wasn't shechted, of course it's going to be an nevelo. The nevelo also ba'achilo. So then, of course, I can't eat it. So why does the pasuk then have to tell us that I'm not allowed to eat it? The Gemara answers, "Magid l'cha." This teaches you, "Magid l'cha." Because of the Torah is teaching you, "Shem shachtei la'achas shenigmar zinoi," that if you went ahead and said, "You know what? I'm not going to wait. The animal's going to die anyway. Why wait for it to be thrown off the side of the cliff? I might as well shecht it and get something out of it." So you went ahead and shechted it. Usur, it's still going to be usur anyway. And liyala ba'achilo. So the Braisa then continues and says, "Okay, fine. Now I know I can't eat it because the pasuk says I can't eat it." How do I know that I can't have any hana from it whatsoever? That the owner of the shor is completely cleaned out. My mashma. So how does that pasuk tell us that it's also b'hanah? The Gemara answers Shimon ben Zayma Omer, because we learned the Shimon ben Zayma taught us to adam sha'amar l'chaveiroi, like somebody says to a phrase that somebody says to his friend, yotze pleni naki minachos, so this guy doesn't have, is cleaned out of his property, meaning he has no use for it, he has no benefit from it whatsoever. In any event, ve'ein loy bahem hanah shel klum, and he can't get any enjoyment out of it anyway. Now, what comes out? So it comes out l'maskana that the meat from ashar niskal is in fact osur bahanah. However, time at the cost of a bal ashar naki. It's only because there's a second pasuk that tells us that it's osur bahanah. With because if we only had the pasuk of lo yoyachol, isra achila mashma, isra no loy mashma. So then it would only tell us that it's osur to eat. Now, according to the way Rav Avuah and even Chizki on this pasuk, because it says lo yoyachol, it would hold, they would hold the word lo yoyachol alone should be enough to tell us that it's osur bahanah. Why did we need a second pasuk? The Gemara answers, No, like we Rav Avuah and Chizki darshened, in fact, the Isser of Achila tells us that it's Osir Bahana also. So what do we need the second Pasuk for? Ubala Sharnaki Bahana's Eirehu the Osir. The Pasuk that tells us that you can't have any enjoyment from it is talking about not the eating of it, it's talking about even the skins. Even the skins, you're not allowed to have, even if you skin the animal afterwards, you're not allowed to have anah from it. The Itzrach, and we need a pasuk to tell us separately that the skins are osur. Why? Sakadaitach, I mean, I would have thought lo yachol is besarei ksim, because the pasuk says, don't eat the meat. So we would say, besarei in ayre loy. I would think only the meat is what's osur, and the skin is mutter, kamash malon. That's why we need a second pasuk to tell us that the skin is osur as well. Fine. So in fact, Sharon Iskol is osur bahanah, but for a separate reason, because I would have thought otherwise it would have been mutter bahanah. Now, the pasuk that we're darshaning of Bala Sharnaki is actually darshaned in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in Bava Kamo, darshans a different drasha from this, that L'chati Kofer, L'dmei Vodoy. So over there the Gemara has a machlokes, what exactly we use this pasuk for. Chati Kofer is normally if an animal kills a person, he has to pay Kofer. If it's a Shartam, just like everything else a Shartam, he only pays half, Chatzi Nezek, so you would think that if it by Kofer also, it only has to pay Chatzi Kofer. So there's a drush over there to tell us, no, that it has to pay either all or nothing, whatever it is. The Zmei Vlado is also the Pasuk of the Machlekes over there, whether if an animal does damage to a woman and the woman is pregnant, whether or not he has to pay for the Vlados, for the children inside the woman also. In any event, so the point is that they use these Pasuk of Bala Sharnaki to teach us the halacha that they learn about Chatzi Kofer and Zmei Vlados. So Hanos Ariminolahu. So how do they know that also the skins are Osir Bahana, because they don't have this pasuk available for this drasha? The Gemara answers Nafka Lahu Me Es Besaroi. They learn it out of the word S, the extra word S, to teach us Es Hatafel Besaroi. Not only the meat, but the things that go along with the meat, which includes the skin. I the Idich. What about the other Mandiyama? Why does he need the pasuk specifically to teach us that it's Osir Bahana? The Gemara's answer is S Loidarish. He doesn't darshan the word, the extra S's in the Torah to teach us something. Kedetanya, famous Braisa, Shimna Amsuni Va'omri Lo Nechemya Amsuni. So it's a machlokes. I'm not sure who said this. Hayadarish Kol Es and Shabbat Torah. They would darshan every single S in the Torah was a reboot, was coming to teach us something. However, Kivan Shegiyela Es Hashem Alekecha Tira Pirish. Once they got to the pasuk of Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, they stopped darshaning, because what else could go with Hashem? What else could you fear other than Hashem? So they stopped darshaning. Amru loy Talmidim, so the Talmidim says, Rebbe, kol esen shedarashtam atahei alayhen. So what's going to happen now that you say that there's no drasha of this word S? What are we going to do with all the other word S's that we have in the whole Torah? Amru lehen, so Shimon HaMsuni said, Kishem shekibat ischar ala drisha, kach ani mekab ischar ala prisha. The same way I got schar for darshaning all these S's, I now get schar for agreeing and admitting that I'm not right, and that you shouldn't darshan them anymore. In any event, the Braisa then continues, Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came, Vidarash Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, and he did have a drasha for the word S, the Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim, to include Talmidei Chachomim, that what? She Moir Rabbach Kemoir Shemayim, that the way you appreciate and have fear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have that kind of fear for your Rabbeim as well. In any event, the point is that he held like Shimon HaMsuni that you don't dash in the S. If you don't dash in the S, so then he doesn't have this pasuk, as he doesn't have the available pasuk to teach us that the vlodos or those other drushas. So Mamela, he only has the pasuk naki to teach us that it's osur bahano. In any event, it comes out l'maskona that the sharon iskol taka is osur bahano, but it's only osur bahano for another reason, and the pasuk is coming to teach us that the oirois are osur as well. Now the Gemara then continues and has another pasuk, another iser, v'harei orlo. You have the Isra of Orlo, which you can't eat. The Rahman Amr Areilim Lo Yechol. You're not allowed to eat from the Orlo. This is talking about meaning if you plant a tree the first 3 years that the tree exists, you're not allowed to have any Anor. You're not allowed to eat from the tree, from the fruits that grow on the tree from the first 3 years. The Tanya, but the problem is there is Mutzer Bahano. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa, Areilim Lo Yechol, says you're not allowed to eat it. Aimli Yala Isra Achilo Minayin Shalo Yehenu Mimeno. How do I know that I'm not allowed to have any Anor from the fruits that grow in the first 3 years? Shalo Yitzva Boy, I'm not allowed to die from it, meaning I can't take berries and crush them to make a dye, the way Yadlik Boyas Aner, or I can't take the shells and make oil out of it to light a fire. How do I know that that's also Tamalim Varaltem or Losay Alelim? It says in the Pasuk three times the use of the word Orlo to teach us that there's an Isra Ano also. The rabbi says kulam to teach us that all these things are going to be yosef. Now each one of them is a slightly different drasha because some of them are not the fruit itself, it's something tuffle to the fruit. In any event, we see that there is an isur hanoah, however, because of a different drasha, and that bothers us, similarly to what we had before. Time at the cause of Rahman of Aral to Marolah, so Arelim is only because it has these extra three psukim that it's yosef hanoah. Otherwise I would have thought that there's only usher to eat it, but I'm allowed to have hanor. Now based on the way we darshaned earlier that anytime it says lo ye yochel, it means an isur hanor as well. What do I need the extra joshes for? It's already usher bahanor. So the Gemara answers, lo yochel mashma ben isur achila ben isur hanor. No, we're right. The word lo yochel taka does mean that there's an isur hanor as well. Oh, so what do I need the extra joshua for? Bishani hosom. Over here, I wouldn't have known it without the extra joshua. The chsiv lochem, because the pasuk says lochem to tell us that it belongs to you. So if it belongs to me, then that means I have a use for it. So it's not asur b'hanor. So that's why I need the pasuk to tell us that it's still asur b'hanor. The itzruch, and I need this two joshua. Sakadat d'chamina hoyo because of lochem. So I would say lochem that it belongs to you, lochem yehe, shalochem yehe, it belongs to you, kamash malon, to tell us that it's also b'hano, even though the Torah uses lochem. Okay, let's just finish off with the last couple lines here. Ve'elo hasha the chasav hanach kroy lochem lomeli. But now, at the end of the day, pasha the gasha. So if at the end of the day it really is also b'hano because we have the extra drasha, so why in fact did the Torah write lochem? So now the word lochem, which makes it mine, for what purpose is it mine? If I can't use it anyway, it's still also b'hano. So our answer is, look at the Tanya we learned in the Brisa. Lachem l'rabis is anatua l'rabin. The first man the Yomer holds that the Tanakama holds that it says lachem that it belongs to you. And you, if you have it, it's asur bahano. But if it's tzibur has it, let's say the Machlekes Rashi tells us what it means. Either the tzibur gets used from it, or it's planted in a place where the tzibur, where it's owned by the tzibur. In any event, it belongs to the tzibur. So the halacha is that it does not have, if it's even though it's arlo, it does not have an isur hano. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lohoitzi on the top of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lohoitzi is an atua l'rabim to say that it's excluded. That even, excuse me, the first sheet says that it is included. That even doesn't matter whether it belongs to an individual or belongs to the rabbim. That it's still osur b'hano. But our chiddush is according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's only osur if it belongs to a single person, to an individual. But if it belongs to the rabbim, then it's taka mutter. My time. Why is that true? The Tanakama. What's pshat in the Tanakama that says that it's mutter, that it is osur? The chsiv and a tatem liyachik, because the pasuk says that if you planted it, it's osur. Mashma l'rabim loy mashma. So it only seems to include an individual, not the rabbim. So that's why the Torah had to say lachem to say that it lahavi asanatu l'rabim to say not only you in the singular but also you in the plural. It's also equally as usher. Rabbi Yehuda darshan just the opposite. And it's hatem that you planted it. Mashma ben l'rabim ben l'yachad. It really includes anybody who planted it. It doesn't matter who planted it. It's always going to be usher. The lachem and the word lachem also means you is general. Ben yachad ben rabim also means whether it's a single individual or it's the rabim in general. Mashma, that's what it implies. But we have a drasha that anytime the Torah is inclusive in two drashas, one after the other. The ein riboy achariboy el lemayit. So then one riboy, one inclusion followed by another inclusion is really coming to say that we're including everything but really coming to exclude certain things. That's why we had to include one thing because it's really the point is it's coming to exclude. Anyway, the bottom line is that we need the word lochem according to this mandiyamah to tell us that if it belongs to the rabbim, it's not going to be osur b'hanor. Otherwise, it would for a single individual. It will be osur b'hanor. In any event, the urlo of meaning the first 3 years of a tree. Not only is it osur to eat it, it's osur b'hanor. But because of a different drasha of urlo or losoi, it says it three times in the pasuk, and it needed to say three times in the pasuk because we needed to exclude the rabbim. So we just went through a number of 5-6 examples of places where the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, and the reason why it would either be mutter b'hanah or osur b'hanah was never for the reason that we said originally, because it says la'echad, there's always an exception to the rule, and it's either osur b'hanah for another reason, or it's in fact not osur b'hanah because there's an exception to the rule. The Gemara Chaf Gimel is going to continue with a few more examples, and then the Gemara is going to say, okay, so what is really the nafkamina? When is it really osur b'hanah? When is it really mutter b'hanah? And we'll get to that, Mirz Hashem, the following week.